is a Bramble Jam podcast.
Hi,
I'm Bran,
and I love. And when I say love, I mean I really, really love that we're taking a break from When Calls the Heart.
Hey, it's Panda.
Hey, bud.
Hey, thanks. I'm glad to be here. Let me tell you, I could not be happier to say that I like that we are taking a break from When Calls the Heart.
I'm Dan. When Calls the Heart makes fools of us all. I despise it to my very core. And this is the Deck the Hallmark podcast. Oh, boys.
Oh.
Guys, can you believe it?
I can't. I can't even believe it, man.
After this episode, we will officially be halfway done with Winkle.
Whoa! Oh, boy. Feels like it's been a lifetime.
Yeah, man, that just flew by.
Flew right by. The good news, though, is by the time we get done with Winkle Calls the Heart, there's going to be more.
Yeah.
You shut up. You shut up right now.
Stop.
And then we can go into those. And then we can go to the When Hope Calls universe.
Nope. No, we can't. No, we can't, Brandon. No, we can't, Brandon.
No.
I don't know if you guys heard this or not.
The good thing about Panda is that if you give him one good episode, he'll turn on a dime.
That's true. If you
give him one morsel, just something.
Dangle it in front of me. No, you know what I mean, the morsel. The morsel. Uh-huh. It's the morsel.
Keep going.
I will say this. The Christmas wishing tree.
Yeah, boy.
If that's not a morsel, I don't know what is.
We'll talk about it.
You guys remember the last movie where the guy was like an old prospector?
That's
magic?
A better bit. Yeah. The old prospector.
Old prospector that Santa.
Baseball to the air and exploded like a firework.
Yeah. Old prospector Santa is a
great bit. Santa was just pure gold.
I forgot about
it. It has been a decade since we've seen that episode.
It was over 3 months, right? Because it's been 12 plus at 12 weeks. So 3 months.
Is this their second Christmas special?
I remember the stupid things, the mood rings, bracelets and the beads, nickels and dimes, yours and mine, cash and all your dreams.
Don't dream for me.
Do you guys remember the episode yesterday when we ended with that weird improv?
Yeah.
I just got a poll.
Oh, yeah?
Gosh.
Okay.
17 people said they loved it.
Great. Out of?
That number's
here's the
not
thing.
As important.
For me to do another one of those dumb bits, we're going to have to get a dozen emails. I'm going to need a dozen actual emails.
A dozen emails to hello@deckthehallmark.com saying that you liked
the improv
when Bran gave the boys improv.
That are all basically the same every time he gives them and every time we do it. It's just we're on a plane or we're firemen going to the prom. Like, it's the same bit. Doesn't matter. We talk. And then I find a way to serve him up the line, and he delivers it. That's what happens every time.
But our improv, I will say, cash.
We've had a lot of practice.
What's a shame is, based off of some of the improv I have seen locally, this isn't bad. This is terrible. We're bad.
Yes.
We're real bad.
Yes.
And that's somehow probably cracking the top three.
Yes, and we're the best improv in the city. If anybody's listening locally that goes down to Coffee Underground and
they're just like, wait a minute.
Just tries to hone their chops.
The tough
come on here.
All right, Daryl, I've got a scenario for you. We're the Deck the Hallmark guys. We're a brand new improv bit.
Oh man.
I will say this. The tough part about Coffee Underground improv is there's always one person that's clearly better than everyone else.
Yes.
And they're trying their hardest.
Oh my
and
gosh.
That's why it's good to go watch it.
It's like me around here with you jokers. I'm over here just doing the heavy lifting. I'm like Atlas, just shrugging left and right. Here a shrug, there a shrug, everywhere a shrug, shrug.
So you're under the impression that you make our show better.
On my shoulders.
You think you make our show
better. My mustache is curled up and hit the world on the ends.
That's a massive mustache.
It's big time. Big Rig, choo choo.
To be clear, Wrigley.
Now, in this case,
you are
a Big Rig was a Mack truck on a train. And that's layers. See, you don't get that with you knuckleheads.
So you're saying
yes.
That you saying there's a Mack truck on a choo-choo train
yeah.
makes the show better.
I had to explain it because you two are dummies.
Hey, man.
Listen. Big rig's always full of bits. I got bits to spare.
In this case, what is your big rig?
My pants.
Dang son it. Of a gun. I did.
How did you?
I walked right into it.
That's on you this time.
That is on me. I don't know.
Hey, guys. You guys want to talk about the Christmas wishing tree?
I can't wait.
The Christmas Please. Wishing tree.
My wish.
The Wind Calls the Heart Christmas episode. Originally aired on December 25th, Christmas night.
Wow.
With the family, you gather everybody around, you open presents, you say, pipe down! Jack might be coming back! Hey, Tommy! Go to bed!
Were the Waltons watching?
Yeah.
Wind Calls the Heart?
Everybody! Either pipe down or go to bed! Mommy's gotta see Jack!
Didn't like it. That gave me the feeling of weirdness that got with Wake Up Benedict Cumberbatch is the same feeling I just got now when Mommy's going to see Jack.
Oh, he's going to see Jack. Either pipe down or go to bed.
Or go to bed. That's right.
December 25th, 2017.
2017! You thought you could outbid Benny.
I'll say this, Benny.
You can't outbid Benny. This. Benny's been here. He will be here. This is the end of the run for Benny.
Benny, I considered for a second skipping over the year and diving right into the synopsis.
I considered your mom.
Okay. But I didn't do that. Because it's the last time we will be seeing you for a while.
Betty has been by...
I've been a rock. I've been here in the good times and the bad times. Benny's been here.
He's also gotten progressively sassier.
Can I say a few words?
Benny, you're kind of like COVID. We always think we get rid of you, and then there's another spike. There's Benny. Benny's back for more.
I just gotta say a few words.
Go ahead, Ben.
This has been... one of the best experiences in my life. And what I like to leave you with is in a good times or bad, they can take your glitter, but they can't take your sparkle. Benny's out.
Boy, that was beautiful.
Man, he got really choked up there.
I got to be honest with you. I think I'm going to miss Benny.
Take your glitter, but they can't take your sparkle. I don't know what that means.
No, but it's true if you really think about it. I always knew it here, but I didn't know it here. That's right. That's what Benny
brings it home. Was that a mom joke? Do we allow those?
I was.
We got to take that out.
I don't think so.
I think we let it pass.
Benny's last time.
Benny's last ride.
He was off the rails early.
Yeah. I mean, we're sorry. Nothing. He paid a lot of money for 2017.
He did pay a lot of money for that. At least he can get his one mom.
He got a mom joke.
We edited out all the other ones. Nobody ever got to hear
them. That's true.
We got those all in an archive somewhere. You'll never get to hear them. It's wild.
Bramble Jam Plot Stocking. The Christmas Wishing Tree originally aired on December 25th, 2017.
Just so Trace played that. That's Benny's true. Gone. Yeah.
He's gone?
He backed out crying.
Wow. We're not going to see him for the rest of the year?
And unless we have another 2017 movie.
Well, we shouldn't.
Yeah.
It's all new ones.
Yeah, I think that's it for Benny. Gosh. Man, what are you going to do?
Someone bought 2020.
He's actually, Benny heard about some good improv down at Coffee Underground, and he's headed that way right now.
Wow.
Benny's a better character than anything that's ever been created there. That's a true story.
I'll say
that
this.
That is also true. That is also true.
I'll say this. I don't know if Coffee Underground has their live stream up yet, but if they do, we will tap into that and check back in with Benny.
Thank goodness.
And I want to look something like this. Boy, it's Christmas time in Hoe Valley, and Jack's still gone. It's been 6 months, and Elizabeth is just all sad and whatnot. She is reading to her students a book about a wishing tree, that if you wish on a special tree, it'll come true. And Hope Valley, just good news, got one of those trees. That's great. Lee is on vacation, but he doesn't know what to do with himself. That is gonna That is going to create some good hijinks, boys. I can just see it now. Elizabeth doesn't want to put her wish on the tree for Jack to come home because she feels like it's a selfish thing. But Rosemary finally convinces her to do so. And just as she puts it on, Jack shows up behind her and is like, "Hey, it's me, it's Jack." And moms around the world cheer, and they kiss big ones. But bad news is he's only there for until Christmas Eve. Then he has to leave. So they have a few days, but not as long as they might hope. Abigail convinces Bill to get Henry to come back for Christmas so he won't be cold. So that's nice of her, huh? Turns out, though, there is a cold going around Hope Valley, and it's Abigail's sick burns. She says some things to Gowan. She doesn't mean them, though. But Carson's trying to get this grumpy person out in the woods to get in the Christmas spirit. She's not having it. Uh-oh. The word just came in, everybody, and Cody's sister, Becky, isn't going to be able to come home for Christmas.
Her name's Becky?
Yeah.
Okay, we said Abigail last week.
Oh, wow.
It was either Becky from Full House or Abigail.
It's very confusing. Yeah. Anyways, Becky can't get home for Christmas. That's a big bummer. Not as much of a bummer as it is, Gowan escaped on a horse. You believe that? Turns out Gowan just went to go get Becky. He's a good boy. And Abigail gives him a kiss on the cheek. And I don't know how to feel about that. I don't know what kind of kiss on the cheek that was. Saw a little glistening around.
Something.
Yeah. I don't know.
Spicy.
What a guy. There's a Christmas parade that Elizabeth and Jack are the grand marshals of. So that is nice. And the grumpy lady comes, and she's less grumpy thanks to Carson. He's not just a doctor of the external, but also the internal.
That's right.
The episode ends with Jack finding out that he gets to stay a couple more days due to a big old snowstorm, which I guess we can contribute to Bill's wish.
A tribute
to Bill's wish.
Yeah.
And that, my friends, was
When Calls the Heart, the Christmas Wishing Tree.
We did it.
All right.
It's in the books, guys.
All right,
books,
we did it, guys. Baby. It was a great episode. We did it.
Everybody, yep. All right.
All right, up top. We did it.
Yeah. Let's take a quick break. And we'll be back.
We still have the rest of it.
We'll break this episode down.
Through.
Hand it on. Welcome to Coffee Underground. It's your host, Grover. Got a couple of good ones here today. A first timer. Mikey from Greer.
Mikey from Greer, everybody. hey, Mikey.
Also, welcome back someone you guys know very well. He's basically at his home away from home. It's Snickers.
Hey, everybody. I'm Snickers.
Me and Snickers, we've been doing this a long time now, so we're going to take some audience suggestions. Okay, this is always...
All right, I can't wait. Fun. Yeah, I can't.
Give me a place out there. Yes, you with the headgear.
Omaha.
Okay. Give us an occupation, a job of sorts, if you will.
A 7-Eleven attendant.
Right. Okay.
That's great.
Give us the weather. Give us the weather. You over there with the donkey shirt.
Snow.
Okay, so snow.
Oh, a lot to work with here.
Omaha.
What a wealth. It's a treasure trove.
Now, Snickers, we're professionals.
Yeah,
and
we are.
We're going to do this entire scene without saying yes and.
Okay.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
I've got good news.
Okay.
We got someone else coming to join you.
Who is it?
His name's Benny.
Benny's here and he's ready to improv to death. Yeah. Benny. Hey, man, I don't know what's going on with Benny.
I don't know Benny.
Snickers, did you know about Benny?
I didn't know about Benny.
Who brought Benny?
Hey, who brought Benny?
Hey, guys, it's Trace.
Who is Trace?
Who are you?
I produce Deck the Hallmark, the hit program as seen on TV.
Oh, I heard about those guys. They're the best improv in downtown.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
This guy means business.
Oh, my.
So here's the situation at hand. Benny bought a year on Deck the Hallmark.
He did what?
He bought a year.
Oh, I don't understand
which
that.
Means anytime a year is set, in this case 2017.
2017!
Benny could show up, do a little bit. But the bad news is the season of When Calls the Heart that we're on, it was in 2017.
Uh-huh. 2017!
We're done with that season. So Benny needs a place to work on his bits.
I'm here, and the bad news for you guys is I've never done this, but I am from Omaha, Nebraska. I worked at a 7-Eleven my whole life. It snows a lot there. What do we got?
Now, that's just a suck.
Wow, that is
I mean,
amazing.
What are the odds?
That's wild.
He caught a break. Yeah, I mean, caught a break.
Hey, guys, let's get into this episode of the Christmas so Wishing lucky. Tree.
I don't know. Sometimes I just think we don't want very funny.
Sometimes?
Yeah.
Let's get to all the
more often than
I
not.
Just want to point out there's a lot there because we're watching the live stream of Betty hitting it big on the whole queer property. Right.
Yeah. Tracy was there. They didn't know who that was.
No, yeah. I just...
Grover just gave her the mic.
I am trying apparently. To picture our first-time listener tuning into this.
Getting past that first break going, well, there's a lot of commercials, but let's see where this goes. Who is Benny? What is... It's some poor sap that was like acted as an extra in this episode. It's like, I've been waiting
for the Christmas.
All I got is a long Benny bit.
Man. Let's do this, everybody.
Okay.
To be clear, the comedy, the improv place is adjacent to Coffee Underground. Yes. So you don't have to necessarily go into Coffee Underground.
No. Yeah. Probably better off.
Coffee Underground's not good.
How many people in your time in Greenville have tried to rope you into going to the improv?
In college, it was almost every day.
Dude, I had at least a dozen.
I've gone a few times.
Yeah, I've gone
on my own.
Sometimes bad improv is
it's great.
Worth the
evening. I've never had a bad time.
Yeah.
At the improv place.
The worse, the better, really.
Yes. We should go sometime.
We really
the
should.
The three of us.
And we don't know. We should laugh really loud and then like try to get called up just to see what happens.
Yeah, that would be a lot of fun.
Okay, let's do this. Let's get a hot take.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where we share what we felt about this movie, the last thing of When Calls the Heart we're watching until 2022 is a Christmas movie from 2017.
2017.
And I'd love to.
She's hitting the button. It's Trace.
Yeah. Great button.
Yeah.
She's back?
She is on remote from Coffee Underground. She's doing both.
I got to be quiet right now. They're doing the thing up there.
Are you Grover? Because your voice has changed dramatically.
You tried doing my voice quiet. It's hard.
You've made it hard. It
Frankie!
It was easy.
How was that?
Hot take, Panda?
Yeah. They have Christmas music in this, and it was good to hear it, and I love it. I love some Christmas music. This movie is I know I said that last week. I'm going to say it again. It's a no. No, because of Gowan being attempted to redeem him. No on the wishing tree, which is a preposterously stupid idea.
Yeah.
No on Lee and Rosemary and music and flutes and tubas and Bill leading a choir.
To be fair, even if this was a good program, we're always known flutes, right?
No, I like it. I like flutes.
You like a good
flute? I love flutes.
Flutes. Okay. All right.
I think flutes are dope. Takes a lot of skill to play the flute. I, however, do not possess that skill. Respect. The only thing I have a yes on in this movie, two things, Christmas music and the parade. The parade's fine.
The parade. Got it.
The rest of it's no.
I actually quite enjoyed this.
Oh my gosh.
Guys,
you're insufferable.
Stop it.
You're insufferable. No.
You just love that it was Christmas themed.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yet so?
No. Here, Brain, can I spare you for a minute? You just want Christmas so bad at this point. Do not give this movie that.
If they had plopped this into mid-December, you'd have hated it. And you know it.
Let me ask you this one. But who cares why I liked it?
Oh, that's fair. I'm just saying.
No one cares. I liked it.
It's ridiculous.
I enjoyed watching this.
You just missed Christmas.
That's fine, man.
Christmas. But who cares?
You're right.
I watched this in this moment
I care.
Here in early October. I liked it.
I just think that this is one of those statements. No one cares. At the grand scheme of eternity, no one's going to care. No one's standing at the judgment gates of heaven testifying against you for saying
you
this.
That's not true.
That said, Dan is...
I'll be there.
Why should I let you into heaven? You shouldn't! Yeah. He liked what I called
between that and Christmas the stuff. Apple cider baptism joke, there's no way these jokers should be getting in.
So first of all, God, I do have a couple of questions. One... What are the odds you were indeed just putting on the Ritz? Because I think there's a chance. Second of all,
that's all we need.
I'd like to make a statement. I liked the episode. I here's the thing.
You're going to regret this statement. You're gonna look back and be like, I can't believe I let the moment. This is like when I am overly excited about fall movies. Yeah. Like, no one cares. But at the end of the day, when I look back and I realize how excited I got over really poor fall movies.
The only reason this isn't gonna be the worst of When Calls the Heart is because we know there's a potluck movie coming up.
Valid. And that does make this movie look better.
Yes.
Here's
shockingly,
the thing.
You're right.
Yes. Yeah.
Here is the thing, guys. Nope. Here's the thing. I like a good wishing tree. Gowan's tough. I'll give you that. Gowan's tough. Yeah.
You mean Jesus Christ himself riding a horse to save Becky from the snowstorm? Yeah.
Yes, that's tough. I actually didn't despise Lee in this episode. So
progress.
We are making progress. And Jack's back. And they have some good kisses. So, like, those are things that happen that in any scenario I would like. Add that into Christmas. And, I mean, good luck. So, of the hour and 24-minute episodes of this program we've watched, this is at the upper end.
You like this one better than Old Prospector Santa Fireball Baseball.
Let me say this. Nothing... will ever top that.
Okay.
As a character and a thing that happens.
Okay. Because we've only seen two of these, right?
Yeah, but I'm putting all of the hour 24.
Well, there's a lot of Hamiltons in there.
Yes, but I'm just saying, like, of the things that last an hour and 24 minutes in Hope Valley or with these characters, this one's up there. And I do think this is better than the Last Christmas one, aside from that one character.
Oh, false.
No. That one character gets 25 minutes, which is way better than just the desert, the dry desert we're in this week.
Go ahead. Just be.
Dr. Shepherd has a storyline with a woman that doesn't want to take care of herself, best I can figure. And he makes her keep coming in, and then he realizes that she needs people around her, and she's kind of given up on life. It's a terrible storyline. It's the best that this thing has to offer.
I didn't even talk about that.
That's the best storyline in this episode.
What do you mean that's an awful storyline?
It's bad, and it's the best that this 84 minutes has. It is absolutely atrocious. I just could barely keep my eyes open.
You're putting on the Ritz.
I gotta be honest with you. The more I think
about my footsteps, baby.
The more I think about, the more I think how offensive it was that you said that I'm going to go back to liking this.
Yeah.
I think that's offensive. I think you owe me an apology. That's offensive.
Oh, no. You were 100% going to. I don't think. You've been lower than right now before and come back.
Correct.
I'm going to tell you.
I don't think I can come back.
No. I'm going to tell you exactly what's going to happen here. You are going to get to the end of December. You're going to be tired. You're going to be like, I'm ready for Christmas to be over. We're going to slide right into Hope Valley. You're going to be like, you know what?
I'm happy to be back. Happy to be back in Hope
and
Valley.
And then you're going to get sick and tired. You're going to get sick and tired of that season. And then Jack's going to die. And then we're going to get new stuff. There's always going to be reasons for your faith
it's
to be
TV
renewed.
Show.
No, I don't think so. I think this is it, guys.
I appreciate that.
I think this is the one I'm done on.
I've seen enough of this to know.
Let's get to all the feels. The part of the show we talk about one of this movie episode gave us feels.
I liked the Christmas parade. It was charming. People are throwing candy canes at Sweet. I would have loved.
People are throwing candy canes at Sweet 4 is what you said. People are throwing candy canes at Sweet 4 That is, no, those are the words sweet, in the order that
it's,
you said.
Sweet for, it's sweet for me. It's charming.
People are throwing candy canes at sweet for me. Is what you were trying to say?
Yes, that's what I was
but
trying to say.
But instead you stopped after people are throwing candy canes at sweet for and I said really, I, a different sentence.
Yeah, and I'm sorry. I can't dispute that because I don't... I
people
think,
throwing candy canes at sweet for. I don't know what else you
I
need
don't know... It's
in his defense, they are.
At Sweet Four.
At Sweet Four. I wish I was there at that parade.
Okay.
Is that it?
That's yeah.
I do want to talk about Grumpy Lady in the Woods comes back around and gets some Christmas spirit. There's a little movie I want to... This character as a person and as a storyline, I want to bring up a movie that I absolutely love that Panda's seen maybe half a time, and it's Home Alone 2, Lost in New York. And there's a
there
character...
Is no world.
Stop!
That this is the Bird Lady. There's just... if you say it, things are being thrown. They're being thrown.
Guys, can you... stop. Don't you...
There you go.
I got it. Go ahead. See what happens. You've been warned.
Moving out of the way.
It's a character named Buzz. Who at the end of the movie...
he ran up a bill in the Plaza Hotel.
So Buzz gets the bill. And who's that guy? Who's that guy? His actual name, the actor.
Buzz Buzzington.
No, the attendant at the...
Rob Schneider.
Rob Schneider holds out his hand, gives the gum. And while that's going on, Kevin's outside. Talking to the bird lady.
No!
And her...
No!
Stop! This is my moment!
It's not right. I won't stand for it.
So, the bird lady at the end of Home Alone 2 reminded me, or I guess I should say, the grumpy lady in the woods at the end of When Calls the Heart, Christmas Wish Tree, reminded me, gave me Bird Lady feels. It made me think of her and...
Is that the mayor?
And I love the Bird Lady for a lot of reasons.
I love the Bird Lady too.
At some point in time, I would love to talk about Home Alone. Home Alone 1 and 2. I would love to do a Home Alone series because there's so much to talk about within the Home Alone series. One of the things we could spend a lot of time on is the Bird Lady as a person, as a character, and her storyline.
And we've never seen the last one or two, right?
I would love to.
Mm-mm. One of our guests, Bibbs, says that Home Alone 5 is the best of
them. That's what I hear. They're bringing it back for Disney Plus.
Yeah, it's a show.
Yeah. Anyways, I got Bird Lady feels. Dan.
Man, I'm pretty... That's tough. That's tough to hear. I will say this. You can't even see a little bit. No! No!
Grumpy.
And the fact that they're both older?
They're both grumpy. Gosh. They're both have been away from people
Bird
for a long time.
I guarantee you
they were writing with the Bird Lady in mind.
No. Well, if they grumpy, were, that makes it worse.
Stop. Grumpy lady who withdraws from society.
Feels, thank you very much. Most of the Cody Abigail plotline did not work for me, but rebuilding the North Pole did work for me. That one brief moment where they reveal the North Pole, I was moved by that. That did work for me. And that's much more genuine than you disgracing the name of the bird
lady. Don't
you
dare. Don't you dare say more genuine.
You heard me.
As if you're doubting my...
That's right.
I am. You know more than most people how much I love the bird lady.
That's right. This is a farce. It's a farce. It's a farce.
Why would I bring up the bird lady?
Right. You're shoehorning it in. You got a shoe and a horn. You're just like, bam, bam.
Which is wild. They don't sell a lot of those anymore.
I'm a shoe. I'm a horn. Here's the shoe and here's the horn. Bird in a hand. Huh? Squishy squash.
Best improv right here.
Coffee Underground. Doesn't stand a chance.
We're going to take a quick break.
Horn? That's gold.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Take that one.
All right, everybody, it's Leroy. Welcome back to Coffee Underground.
Leroy?
What was the name?
Grover.
Grover. Welcome, everybody.
It's a bit. He is so good, that Grover. He pretends to be different characters. Yeah, it's great.
Man. How do you think Benny's doing?
I think Benny's crushing it.
Good.
Yeah. I looked up there. Mikey looked like he was struggling a good bit. He's sweating a lot.
He's sweating a lot.
Yeah. Snickers seems a little off his game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's tough, though, to compose yourself.
Snickers' typical bit is to break character in every single sketch that they do.
Yep.
And he's having trouble fitting that in. I've been watching. I've not even been listening. You said something about the bird lady, and I turned my attention. But aside from that, I've just been on a monitor.
Let me ask you this one, boys. It's time for the Wait What part of the show. We talk about what made us go Wait What while we were watching The Christmas Wishing Tree. I'm going to go with my good friend Panda. Panda?
First of all, the Wait What is... this episode is the time they finally remembered that Abigail has a son that died prior to this.
Yep.
Because they bring him up. What, two or three times? They haven't mentioned
after
him.
After four seasons of
after
Nada,
four seasons, nothing. And then they're just, pa. Here's forgive a picture. Pa.
That's right.
Do you think your son would have liked it? I think he would have liked it very much. Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Glad to hear you're doing all right.
I mean, two or three weeks ago, she mentioned that the greatest love she's ever seen is Jack and Elizabeth. So
I just absolutely.
You know, what are you going
to do? I would submit to you the concept of a wishing tree is baffling to me, because if you believe that there's a tree that has magical abilities to fulfill any wish, and why would you even go out of your way to try to fulfill one of the wishes for somebody else? Why not just leave it all to the tree?
I've got no problem with the wishing tree for anyone under 9 years old.
Oh, correct. No.
These adults are putting actual legitimate
wishes, yes,
into a wishing tree. It's not the kiddos, guys. These grown people are like, hey, what'd you put on a wishing tree? You think that's going to come true? Why don't you put a wish down?
Unbelievable.
Why haven't you wished yet? It is one of the more absurd things I've ever seen.
You guys are insufferable to be around when it comes to Christmas joy.
No,
it's unbelievable.
I love Christmas joy. This show, on the other hand.
My man, Jack, I am not entirely sure he likes Elizabeth as much as we think he does, because he is in town for a very little bit.
He has things to do.
Can I build a crib?
So much so that somebody comments, wow, I really thought you'd be spending more time with Elizabeth. He says, I just want to soak it all up, this town and everything. God, wait. You have not seen your fiance, and you have a job where you could be killed at any moment. You haven't seen her in 6 months. I love my town. I love Traveler's Rest. I love Greenville. But I would suggest to you that if I'm in town for 3 or 4 days and have not seen my wife in 6 months, no one else matters.
That's right.
Sorry, plans canceled. Yeah. No. At one point, Abigail says, I saw potential in Henry. Rosemary says, I worry about myself because I saw potential in Henry, and if I saw potential in him, maybe I'm wrong. Yeah, you should be worried about yourself. You saw potential in Henry. That says a lot about you, Rosemary. There, I'm done. That's it.
So they explain to Bill about the wishing tree and that there's going to be a wishing tree in the center, in the town square.
He doesn't understand it.
But he also just says, I like to stick to tradition. And I do want to be clear here, Bill. There is still going to be a tree in the center of the town. The only thing that is changing is that people might get their wishes granted. That's what he doesn't like. I don't like my traditions to be messed with. I want my trees to be just trees.
But what's wild is I felt like the first 30 minutes of this episode was Bill like skeptically questioning, like, what's this tree all about anyway?
Yeah.
Like, for 30 minutes, what do you mean this? Wait a minute.
What do you mean?
And like, sadly, we should all be with Bill here.
Don't go mess. Minute.
All these adults
don't go
are putting
with my traditions.
Wish stars on the tree?
Yeah.
It's wild.
What a world.
Bill also says that he got Jack home by calling his commanding officer. And no one was going to ask any questions.
There was no need for this
following sentence. But he says it anyways. Let's just say he owed me a favor.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, I had that down too.
No one needed to know that. Bill. No one needed to know that.
Calm down, Bill.
What do you mean? What does that mean?
Yeah.
Let's just say.
And only in the way that Jack Wagner can deliver that line too.
Yep.
Let's just say he owed me a favor. an interesting thing happens.
Nope.
So Rosemary at one point pulls out a book about the Barnum. And the name of the book is The Greatest Showman.
Yes.
The thing that I found fascinating about that.
Oh boy.
Is The Greatest Showman, the movie,
came out
that week.
Yeah, Christmas of 2017.
That's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm.
Were they actively promoting that movie?
There's no way. And it was probably filmed months ago. It was just a weird coincidence.
This is wild.
But he's known as The Greatest Showman, right? Like, that's a fairly common name.
Yeah, I just found it to be a very...
No, the timing is ridiculous.
Wild.
Yeah. And I will say, I looked up the book, and most of the books that I could find about him were titled, like, The Greatest Show.
Yes.
It was interesting that that was the verbiage that they used for that book the same week a movie comes out called The Greatest Showman.
It's possible they ended up...
Just in cahoots, ripped, you think?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's a tough sled in there.
I'm not done yet.
Okay, no. Go ahead. Sorry.
At one point, they're doing they're talking about things that they got to get done or something like that. And I don't really know who Peter is, but I wrote down his name. Who's Peter?
Is that the guy that is trying to get the gloves for the girl and is fixing the other woman's?
It could be. I just wrote down that one of Peter's famous to-do lists, Christmas to-dos, is pretty standard Christmas to-dos. No,
Peter is Abigail's dead son.
Yes. So, yes. So they're gonna go through the do some of his famous to-do list, which is just. Put up a tree.
Yeah.
It's just
famous. World famous.
World famous to-do list.
That's right.
Exactly the same as everybody else. Last but not least, I didn't think, and it's just me, I didn't think that the horn players were that bad.
Wow.
Yes. There was a lot of talk. Like, everybody's like, oh boy, oh boy. They were not that bad. They were definitely not a group that was connected.
Yeah. They played the notes. They just played them all at a different speed and time.
Yes. That is correctable.
That's right.
They clearly know the instruments. That's just haven't played together before. While the flute was nice, she did crush it in the parade, which I've never seen a flute on a parade float. I thought that was unique, but it wasn't necessary. I don't think that was going to be the thing that really brought
them over the edge.
Yeah. Dan?
Or flute. On Lee's days off, he wears a bathrobe and a tie. Just felt like I needed to mention that.
Leisure.
The full leisure. I see that.
Nice, man.
So Dr. Carson is dealing with this woman who really reminded me of the bird lady from Home Alone 2.
What? That's crazy because that's exactly who she is.
He's talking to her and he says, if this doesn't work, you need to come back to my office and see me in like 2 days or something or tomorrow. And he says, so we'll see you later then. And she says, as if I have a choice. She does have a choice. She has a choice whether or not to come back to his office. It 100% is a choice. I cannot believe that Gowan escaped under zero supervision. None. Zero. They have a criminal in custody doing customers or what is it?
Custodial.
Custodial. No. That's not the word I'm looking for either. It's something service.
Community.
Community service. Why couldn't we think of that word? I said consumer. You said custodial.
All we got was you, and so we went with custodial.
That's an interesting go. He was doing
custodial.
He's doing community service, and they just leave him all to his lonesome with horses everywhere. Like, of course he's going to leave. Hey, did Opal age 3 years in between the last episode of this movie? She looked way older to me. My favorite is this dude who's doing this work around the house so he can afford the gloves. He finds this box of money and he brings it to this woman who didn't know it was there. And she is shocked. And then she says, my husband didn't trust banks. Fair. But he didn't trust you either. Clearly. He didn't trust you either. He didn't tell you where the money was and he just up and died. He equivocated you with banks. He didn't trust you to tell you where he hid the don't trust the banks money. Also, hot take, don't trust in the banks. Interesting take in the 1915s, not the 1920s. But some people didn't do it, so that's fair. Jack and Elizabeth exchange gifts, and both gifts say 1 Corinthians 13 on them, and they act like this is the world's biggest coincidence. Someone needs to tell them that in all of marriages, 1 Corinthians 13 is bandied about quite a bit. This is not some big surprise that you both put 1 Corinthians 13 on something, especially since you've already referenced it to each other before this episode.
Yeah.
It is not a surprise.
It'd be like both of you like burning a CD with your song on
it. That's right. Yes.
Yeah.
Can you believe that? Our song? Unbelievable.
My Wish by Rascal Flatts.
Yeah. And look, we have a lot
that's,
of...
That's our song.
What is? Yeah, why else would it be? That's good. What, when they get to the museum and they play the montage.
Yep.
My Wish for you.
Anyway.
Is that... Sorry.
Life.
Nope.
Oh, that you wanted to. Your dreams stay big. Worries stay small. You never have to handle more than you can hold.
It's my wish.
The last one, we have a lot of fun here on Deck the Hallmark, but I don't think any of us get excited about a blizzard. There are two people in this episode that think a blizzard is the best thing to have ever happened. And I want to point out that in 1915, a blizzard meant people were dying, but Jack gets to stay in town for 3 more days and they are ecstatic about themselves. A blizzard. They're like, blizzard, we did it. We blizzarded. Yes.
I would suggest to you more people will die from that blizzard than Mountie Jack has prevented dying
that's
up right. in the northern
that's
territories
exactly right.
the entire
that's
time.
That's exactly right. Yes. And they love them some blizzard. Yeah, they're here for
it. But you know what? Love is patient.
Love is patient.
Guys, we did it. Let's hopes and valleys.
Okay.
What's giving us hope for the future? We're not going to be here for a little while.
Yeah, we're not going to
be here. Going to be 2022?
Let's see. Jack's going to come back. And we have one more season of Jack. That's a hope.
Yes, that is not only a hope, it's a fact.
It is a fact. Valley, Gowan.
Yeah. I mean, it's been my valley since the beginning of time. Go ahead. I was going to go ahead and do mine, but you need to go.
My hope is that somehow the bird lady becomes a series regular.
Kevin.
That is an excellent bird lady. Holy cow. How have I never heard your bird lady?
It's because I love it and you're just absolutely just killing this character. You don't deserve my bird lady. I'll put that in the cabinet with my Bob Carlyle.
Yeah.
Ron. Nope. No.
Kevin.
You're trying.
Say run.
Ron.
My great bird lady. Oh my gosh, this is so fun.
Yeah, well, I do what I can. Yeah, Valley is this. The Gowan is becoming so ridiculous that it makes the show better. I stand by that. Like, the only thing that makes this show more preposterously bad is Gowan and Abigail getting together. And so I'm here for it. Let's go full bad. We're 99% bad. Let's go full terrible. Let's just make it the worst TV show of all time. And I think that does it. I think that pushes it over the edge.
You know what I love? When I kiss a man, I want to envision the person I'm kissing blowing my ex-husband up.
Yeah.
'Cause that's what would be happening if they got together. Mm-hmm. They're not going to get together.
They're not going to get
together. But the thing is, 1 Corinthians 13.
Love is patient.
2 Corinthians, the whole ballgame. For 1 Corinthians, love is patient. 2 Corinthians, whole ballgame. Why are you even messing around with 1 Corinthians? When if 2's the whole ballgame, why do we need the rest of it?
That's true.
Shepherd's Pie, no.
Pocket Watch.
Pocket Watch, no. Meat Smolder. Loaf, no. Smolder Alert.
Oh, it's back.
It's back.
I would say... 7, but I'm giving him a +1 for Christmas. 8.
Christmas Smolder. I think this is one of his heavier. Every scene he's with Elizabeth, he has to bring some heavy Smolder. It's like an 8.8 for me.
Yeah, that initial comfort behind her. That look at. I'm going to go with a 9.3. Mm. I think this is pretty dang good. Yeah. Pretty dang good Smolder.
All right, what's calling my heart? You can email us. I think this is our last one.
Well, good news. We got until 2022.
Yeah, 2022. So you got a little bit of time to email us your what's calling my heart to hello@deckthehallmark.com. Shout out to my sister-in-law, Melissa.
Shout out!
For suggesting that I listen to DTH 2 years ago.
Wow.
This is from Shelby Forrester, by the way.
Shelby.
Becoming an all-access member and a member of this amazing community of Double Deckers has been one of the best decisions I've made in a while. Mm-hmm. Hallmark, great, good, or terrible, gives us all the predictable happy endings we need and allows us to unapologetically marinate in Christmas cheer for far longer than is acceptable among the general public. So thank you, gentlemen, for many, many laughs, and I look forward to seeing y'all at Bramblefest, which already happened.
Oh.
Love, Shelby Forrester. P.S., where are your pearls?
Okay. Hey, where are your pearls?
That's what I'm talking about. That's it. That's what we got.
Congratulations, everybody. We did it. Thank you so much for listening to the When Calls the Heart episodes. We'll bring them back in 2022. Next week, Christmas is here, everybody.
We did it. Marathon.
Yep. Can't wait.
Marathon's going to be all day Saturday, the 23rd.
That's exactly right.
Come tune in and watch us.
Lord willing, we'll have another preview episode at some point.
Yay.
Until then, I don't know how we do a kickoff episode if we don't have all the information.
Here's the kickoff. I hope you're not sick of
Relying K.
All the songs we play.
All the songs we play.
Then you want to throw your CDs away, all of them.
Until then, may we be the first to wish you a
Merry Christmas.
Deck the Hallmarks of Bramble Jam podcast. It's presented by Philo TV. It's produced by Brandon Gray and recorded live in, Greenville, South Carolina. Set decor is by Plum at Haywood Mall. For more information on Deck the Hallmark, you can go to deckthehallmark.com. For more information on Bramble Jam Podcast Network, you can go to bramblejampodcast.com.
You're about to hear some ads that help keep the lights on here at the studio. Feel free to listen. Feel free to turn it off, whatever you want to. But either way, thanks so much for your support.